It's the most important meal of the day, the saying goes. And during National Breakfast Month in March, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley brings us this story on how schools are taking the meal's benefits seriously by encouraging students to eat breakfast.
At 7 a.m., cafeteria cook Leanne Andrews starts her weekdays like a lot of people, with breakfast. Ham and cheese sandwiches, egg and sausage bagels.
Well, we have the muffins, banana, blueberry and chocolate, cereal bars, Pop-Tarts are popular.
But these aren't for her. These are for dozens of middle schoolers at North Hills Middle School.
One left, one ham left, and cinnamon rolls, which they're gone, and they kids like those.
Each morning, she serves meals from a mobile cart equipped with heating and cooling units. She says of the nearly 650 students, she sees about 40 or 50 every day.
Sometimes we have leftovers, but today they ate everything.
Andrews runs what's called a grab-and-go breakfast cart. It's one of a few methods schools and food advocacy organizations are testing in local districts to increase the number of students eating breakfast. Before the cart was introduced, students had to make the 8-minute walk to the cafeteria and back to catch breakfast, which Principal David Lieberman says isn't an option for everyone.
You're talking about kids that didn't have that opportunity before or felt like they were too rushed in the morning. They got out of the shower, caught the bus, and didn't have time for breakfast. So it really does help them survive that day to get to the 11, 12 o'clock lunchtime.
Of the students at North Hills eligible for free or reduced breakfast and lunches, about a third actually grab an egg sandwich or a cereal bar in the morning. As part of his Hunger Free Pennsylvania initiative, Governor Tom Wolf says he'd like that number to double to two-thirds of eligible students eating breakfast in the morning by 2020. To get there, schools are getting creative with how and where they serve meals. Here's Pittsburgh Food Bank Nutrition Coordinator Chris West.
So the main models are grab and go, breakfast in the classroom, and second chance. So literally bringing the food from the cafeteria out to the kids is going to increase participation right off the bat.
West says breakfast in the classroom usually works well for younger kids. According to the Coalition Against Hunger, teachers say their students have increased class participation when they spend 10 or 15 minutes in the morning eating breakfast.
In Pennsylvania, a breakfast actually counts as instructional time, so teachers are not losing instructional time by having breakfast to start the day, and they can do things like attendance, go over yesterday's lesson, things like that.
In the region, Gateway School District in Monroeville uses the second chance breakfast model. West says it's a good way for students who are tardy or not hungry first thing in the morning to grab a pre-lunch meal through second or third period. But he says most districts in the area gravitate toward the grab-and-go model and have seen some progress toward the state goal of 60%.
And we're close. It's definitely achievable. So in Allegheny County, that's actually 56%. So out of every 100 kids that are eating free and reduced lunch, 56 are eating free and reduced breakfast.
But compared to the rest of the U.S., Pennsylvania's breakfast participation is low. A recent Food Research and Action Center report put the state 41st in the country for breakfast. West says he thinks schools can get to the breakfast goal, but it'll continue to require advocacy and creativity. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.